producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hello, folks, and welcome to a special edition of What's on Your Mind, live and on location in Watford City, North Dakota. We're at the Senex location, which is, of course, right next to the Cashwise in the middle of a booming Watford City. We are here monthly in Watford City. It's our signature city for What's in Your Town. Because there's so many things going on in Watford City, and quite honestly, there's so many things going on in every corner of North Dakota. It's a great place to be. It really is. You know, I had a conversation yesterday with some folks that are Silicon Valley investors. A fellow by the name of Hardeep Walia. And you see him regularly on CNBC. And he started something called Motif Investing. And it's actually one of the top 50 CNBC disruptors of 2014. It's a way basically for people to invest without huge fees and pick particular segments that are booming, like a shale oil play or a shale gas play. Anyway, pretty extraordinary what they are doing, and I'm visiting with him a little bit yesterday. He actually came to Watford City, and he said, you know, I go to New York City fairly regularly to the media and whatnot, and he said, North Dakota is constantly a topic of discussion in New York City. And I think for us North Dakotans, we don't really grasp how big a deal this state is right now. Because we're a modest bunch. We rather should, and I hope we'll stay humble through all this and not get a snootful of ourselves. But I'm telling you, it's a big dang deal. So there's so much going on in every corner of the state. So these What's on Your Town events are a way for us to get out for our audience, the largest radio audience of any program in the Northern Plains, which is humbling in and of itself, and we appreciate it. Thanks to K-Fire and KCJB and KLTC and our flag family stations in Fargo, Moorhead, and KTGO boom into the Bakken. And so we started something called What's in Your Town, and Watford City is a place where every month, because there's just that much going on. We'll be in Kenmare, by the way, on Friday. Tomorrow we'll be coming to you live and direct from the John Paul II schools. Full disclosure, I am a tireless advocate for John Paul II schools and Catholic education in general. And since I travel a fair amount for the program, I wanted to be home on the first day of school, especially for our youngest, because, you know, when your youngest is moving from fifth grade to sixth grade, and you kind of see those gray hairs adding to mom and dad, well, dad's head, not mom's, and you see your youngest getting older and older, you get a little, you know, sort of like, oh, it's all sliding away. So tomorrow we're doing the show from John Paul II Schools, talking about Catholic education, and then Friday, we're live in Kenmare for another What's in Your Town event. So looking forward to that very much. Today, however, we have a big day. Congressman Kevin Cramer is holding a Coffee with Cramer event. Listeners to this program know that every Thursday he does something called Talk Radio Town Hall. And on the Talk Radio Town Hall, it's an opportunity for you, the audience of this program, to just call and ask him anything. Inevitably, we don't have enough time. We run out of time to get to all of your questions. So that's why I love, before it begins, and it's a good 90 minutes away now, to tell you, if you have a question on anything, whatever it is, I saw an interesting Valley News Live story here. Was it last night or the night before that they did, talking about a piece of legislation that Congressman Cramer's co-sponsored that would literally disarm some federal regulatory agencies. And, you know, when you look at all the things that are happening right now, and you see the power of the federal government to shut them down in a nanosecond, I think we want our members of Congress working on this stuff. So anyway, he's been working on that. He also has been updating the situation with getting 2013 crop out of North Dakota, the growers are concerned about. And so he's been in the middle of a lot of different things right now. It's a great opportunity to ask him about that or anything that you have in the way of question. I mean, Benghazi, the visit of Speaker Boehner last week, farm bill implementation. I don't have to tell you, whatever concerns you, whatever it might be, if you have a vet in the family, you're a vet yourself, concerns about your care, it doesn't matter. Here's how you get those questions in, 855-200-1776. And when you call to leave a message in advance, press 1. Just press 1, and you'll get your message through to Kevin. But I really encourage you to get those questions in now. That way we'll get to all of them. Okay? What else are we doing on the program? We're going to meet some folks here from Watford City that have been part of this Watford City miracle for many years. And Bethany Devlin is going to join us. Her parents, Marty and Crystal Mulder, have the Roosevelt Inn and Suites. And there's a lot of hotels and motels being built in Watford City right now and building. But at one point, they were it. I think they were the only hotel in Watford City. And many years ago, Preboom won a tourist destination award. Just won a wonderful facility. Marty himself was in the oil business and was injured many, many years ago. Planted roots here, stayed here, raised a family here, and now their kids come back and run the hotel. It's pretty neat. It's a neat story, and we'll talk with them a little bit about that story today on the program as well. We also today are going to talk with Derek Francis, president of the Watford City Chamber of Commerce. He'll actually be here to welcome Congressman Kramer, and then we'll take questions in the audience. The congressman regularly, as our listeners know, comes on the program for the Talk Radio Town Hall every week. He also does, periodically throughout the state, something called Coffee with Kramer events. And in those Coffee with Kramer events, it just is literally a chance to sit down and have a cup of coffee with your congressman and ask him anything. So we're kind of combining the events today. So listeners are welcome to join us at the Cenex in Watford City. It's a brand new, beautiful location right here on, trying to remember what street it's on. Is it 7th Avenue Southeast? It's next to the Cashwise. It's not hard to find. Anyway, and join us between 9:30 and 11 today. It's between 9:30 and 11 today. You can stop by and see us. Actually, 501 6th Avenue Southeast is the actual address. If you want to GPS it and find your way right here, it's 501 6th Avenue Southeast. But most folks know where Cashwise is because if you come in on 85, you see Cashwise just to your east. It's right next to Cashwise. Easiest way to tell you how to find the location. From 9:30 until 11, Congressman Kramer will be here. He'll take questions from the audience in person here at the Cenex and on the phone as well. And we have Blanquita Cullum that's coming to join us here in just a little bit, lots more. In the meantime, I'd love to talk to you. You could tell me what's on your mind. Taking a sip of water. At 855-200-1776. When you call, press 2. And join us on the program. All right, let's go through some news headlines here, okay? I want to talk about a local story before we get to some national stuff. The North Dakota Board of Higher Education has a committee that deals with the salaries of the presidents. And there was a proposal on the table to give Dean Bresciani, the president of NDSU, a pay raise of like 4%, okay? The committee that deals with it rejected that proposal to give him a higher raise than the UND president, and they're actually going with a 3% across-the-board raise for all North Dakota University System presidents, with one exception. The Williston State College president gets 5%, and that's basically because of inflation in the West. It cost him more money to go. But it was kind of an odd deal. And I guess PR-wise, now they've sort of fixed it, because the headline, for instance, in the Bismarck Tribune is, Bresciani's salary hike is lowered. But essentially, they were asking for Dean Bresciani to get a higher raise than his predecessors, which is a little odd. And by the way, if the full board approves this 3% raise, he's going to get $10,000 more a year. He's going to go to $344,000 a year. Unbelievable. They also dealt with a $27.9 million renovation project at NDSU. So there's proposed capital projects and deferred maintenance for the North Dakota University System now, the budget, over $200 million. And a committee meeting yesterday on that. So, question. Do you think university and college presidents in North Dakota have too much power? Or should they be paid what they're paid, and should they have that power for what they've done and what they bring to the table? The chancellor wanted Dean Brashani to get a 7.5% increase because he was the head of this research-intensive university. Dean Brashani's a good guy. I believe he's a qualified president. I think there's a certain amount of arrogance among all university presidents that worry me a little bit, and I don't think it plays well in North Dakota. But you have a loyal group of alum, and they sort of look the other way on the arrogance things and whatnot. And, you know, recently we have a consultant report saying the presidents are running the show, and you sort of say, well, how does this work? Taxpayers fund it, board of higher ed appointed, and presidents sort of running the show, and give them a 7.5% increase. Anyway, what's your take on that today? 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 so we can chat today on the program.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Chase on the lake. Just saying that. Chase on the lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake, with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake. Lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Live at the Senex in Watford City today, a Coffee with Kramer Talk Radio Town Hall event with Congressman Kevin Kramer. He'll be here from 9:30 until 11 today at Central Time in Watford City at the Senex. So come on by. It's about an hour and 10 minutes from now. Taking your questions and opportunity for you to not only call on the air, but also visit with Kevin in person here at the Watford City Senex location. Should be fun. We're brought to you in part today by S&S Motors in Watford City. I'm driving a Ford F-150 that I bought from Brent and his team at S&S Motors. And I tell you, they sell a lot of used trucks that save folks a lot of money. I'm looking at their inventory right now. They got an 07 Chevy Silverado, 1500 HD LT1. It has 45,000 miles on it is all, on an 07. That's low mileage. $21,000. That's a great deal. They have a 2013 Ford F-150 Limited. This baby's loaded up. And that one's at $41,995 right now. And, boy, is that nice. They have the black and red interior. There's only 26,000 miles on that. Or a 2013 Ford F-150 XLT. Get a load of this. 8,700 miles on that baby. That thing's like new, and it's $28,900. 2012 Ford F-150 Lariat, a F-250 XLT with only 17,000 miles. 2012 F-250 XLT with 37,000 miles for less than $30,000. You get the idea. S&S Motors Inc.com or call Brent and the team. You're going to save your money on your next truck. Whatever make, whatever model, you want a new, you want to use, they'll get it for you. And S&S Motors of Watford City, one of our fine sponsors here on the program. Call them at 701-444-2341. The only thing I'll tell you is as soon as I mention these trucks, they sell. They very often last a day or two and they're gone. So get on in there. Blanquita Cullum is here today, one half of the Golden Girls. When is your other Golden Girl going to come off hiatus there, BQ?
Well, she should be on a flight right now going back to South Sudan. So hopefully tomorrow or Friday she'll be back for sure. But I just, you know, want them to come back and be safe. These are very terribly dangerous times for journalists. And I think you know, Scotty, that when I was overseeing broadcasting Board of Governors, we had journalists who were kidnapped. And it's a very horrible thing because the U.S. position is you can't negotiate with terrorists. They have to deal behind the scenes and trying to get them back. And I'm just devastated by the horrendous death of this journalist, Jim Foley.
And how about not only the horrific way in which he died, but also the fact they're bragging about it now and releasing a video.
Well, that's typical. Okay, that's typical. I mean, that's something that has been pretty much what they do to try to publicize it and to get people to put it on the internet so that you know, the horror of it all, and they're, you know, almost a bragging and a threat at the same time. I think the thing that upsets me the most, you know, the president's agenda, he came back here for the installation of Secretary of HUD, Julian Castro, who is actually a friend, his mother's a good friend of mine. But he went back to his vacation. Now, you know, I don't know what it's going to take for this guy to be able to come back here and do his job. You know, he'll comment about Ferguson. He won't go deal with the immigration situation on the border. He won't deal with the horror that's happening with this guy. I mean, with the death of Foley. He won't come in for the general that was killed. He is like, it's frightening what's happening, I think.
And yeah, it really is. And by the way, what was that whole bit of drama where he came back for an unannounced reason off vacation and they didn't say why and then he goes back?
Well, I think it was for the installation of and the swearing in of the new HUD secretary, Julian Castro, from San Antonio. Now, if there was any additional stuff, we can't know, but I know for a fact that Julian Castro was sworn in yesterday. I got stuff from his mother and received pictures, and that was the only thing that was on the agenda. I have no idea if anything else came out of that trip here. And, you know, we see that where I'm situated here, where Owen and I have our place, you can see where the helicopters come in. You can see the formation if the president is going to come into the White House. Quite interesting. But it just is, it's appalling to me. I can't think of any president that would, look, he could be taking care of business if he weren't on the golf course. But I don't feel confident that he is engaged.
No, I mean, how could you? I don't know, you know, first of all, I have long been of the belief that a president is never on vacation. It doesn't matter where they're at. If they're at Camp David, if they're at Kennebunkport, if they're at Crawford, Texas at the ranch, or in the case of President Obama, hanging out with zillionaires in Martha's Vineyard. You can't be on vacation as president. But there is such a thing in politics as horrific theater or very bad perception. And to be at Martha's Vineyard, when you have a meltdown, you have a racial, you know, and civil unrest, flat-out crisis in St. Louis. You have, never mind the economic meltdown in the rest of the country, not here in North Dakota, the rest of the country that we've gotten used to. You have the foreign policies, you have the border crisis. There's just way too much for this guy to be on vacation. I just don't understand. It's almost as if he doesn't care. Could it be that he doesn't care?
Well, looking at the stats and the numbers of Democrats that are distancing themselves from him, it's pretty profound. I mean, they either don't want him to come out and campaign, they don't want him to fundraise for them. They are really steering clear of this guy because right now, this is August, but things ain't going to get better, they're going to get worse. So I think that it's going to be very interesting to see how this fall season plays out.
A couple other things here. I want to ask you about this report that's out now. This is, again, back to Ferguson, Missouri, that the officer that a lot of fingers have been pointed at over his actions in taking out the suspect Brown. We understand the officer suffered a orbital blowout fracture to his eye socket from Brown. Now this, while Attorney General Holder's headed down there and the president, all, in my view, the establishment seems to be pointing the finger at the cop here. Is this going to slow the momentum of the pile on here, you think?
I think it's going to encourage it. And the other thing is it's going to certainly convict this guy who should be tried by a court of his peers. If they think that he did had some sort of misconduct and he did kill this guy without cause, he still is an American citizen, and we do have a justice system. And somebody said to me the other day, well, he can't get a black guy, can get killed in. If it's the white cop, they'll get off. I said, you have to trust the justice system. If you don't, then we might as well go forward and have Sharia law.
Yeah, very true. Very, very true. And by the way, we had some residents in Fargo-Moorhead that rallied in support of the protesters down there, believe it or not. And the reason they did, they said it's about oppression. What do you say to those protesters that say that's what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, oppression?
Well, look, are they going to, and I support 100% their right to be able to protest, more than you know. I am a freedom of speech person, even if I disagree with him. But I wish they would be protesting the fact that the president did not show up for these veterans, and I wish they would protest on behalf of veterans' rights. I wish they would protest to be able to find out the placement of illegal undocumented aliens in different cities in the United States when the governors don't know. I wish they'd protest the lack of jobs.
There you
American
go.
Citizen.
Yeah, our vets in their care. Good point, BQ. Thanks a bunch. One half of the Golden Girls. We're live from Watford City today. What's on your mind? Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
In Watford City today with a special What's on Your Mind broadcast. Congressman Kevin Cramer is in town. He's actually touring with Mayor Brent Sanford right now, getting in, and actually came in last night, as I did, and the last 4 miles south of Watford City took about a half hour. And that's life every day in Watford City. It's just a very, very busy place, so it's neat for Congressman Cramer to get an up-close personal view of that, which he will today with Mayor Brent Sanford. Then he'll be at the Senex in Watford City from 9:30 until 11. It's right next to Cashwise, and it's open to the public. Invite you to come on in, ask your questions of the congressman. He'll be here for a talk radio town hall, so you can ask your questions on the air, or you can stop and see him in person. And by the way, we welcome your questions in advance as well at 855-200-1776 extension 1. I want to introduce you to our next guest from the Roosevelt Inn and Suites. Bethany Devlin is here, and I stayed last night along with our son Alex at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, and it is truly a home away from home. Bethany, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you.
Nice to see you, and thanks for the great hospitality last night.
You're welcome.
So for folks that haven't been to Watford City for a few years, they probably haven't seen the new Roosevelt Inn and Suites, which is pretty extraordinary. But let's talk about how it all began. And that was with the McKinsey Inn, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And your parents, Marty and Crystal Mulder, bought that facility after your dad worked in the oil fields, is that right?
Yes, he worked in the oil field for about 6 years. And when things slowed down around 1987, they were looking to move town, but ended up buying down a closed-down hotel at the time and putting work into it and turning it to a successful business. And then the opportunity came up to buy then the Watford City Inn, an old Super 8, in 1998. And they have since remodeled it, changed the name to the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, and completely turned the business around.
You know, I stay in a lot of hotels, and this hotel has character that most don't.
Yes.
You know, it really is. When you call it a home away from home, it feels like that. But I also love the history. Talk a little bit about how your parents sort of incorporated the history of Teddy Roosevelt into the Roosevelt Inn.
Yes. Well, Theodore Roosevelt National Park, as we all know, is 15 miles south of Watford City. And my dad read books on Theodore Roosevelt and just grew to love him as a person. So they decided to name the hotel after him. And he just started collecting things from antique shops, eBay, anywhere he could find it. And he decorated the halls of it. We also have a large Theodore Roosevelt statue out front of the hotel as well.
A large one.
Yeah,
this is not a small little deal. This is you can't miss old TR out front of the Roosevelt Inn.
No.
It's pretty cool. Now, do you remember this growing up? Was this a family business? You guys were all involved in running the hotel?
Yes. There's five kids in our family, and we have all been involved throughout our lives with running the hotel.
And, you know, owning a hotel in Watford City these days, probably pretty good. I imagine your vacancy rate's darn near zero, probably most days.
Huh? It's close to that, yes.
But that wasn't always the case, right?
No, not at all. My dad often tells the story. The first night he owned the hotel, he had one room rented, and he was so excited because the second night he doubled his occupancy to two rooms.
That's a really neat story. And of course, pre-boom, I actually stayed here. Our son was out here for a hockey tournament, mm-hmm. and remember thinking of the beauty of Watford City. That's the thing that's just extraordinary. It is beautiful, and you actually, early on, after the renovation, won some tourist awards for it becoming a destination, right?
Yes, back in 2005, they won the North Dakota Travel Tourism Award for the hotel.
And, I mean, a pool in a hotel in Watford City in 2005 was a big darn deal, wasn't it?
Yes. They had built the pool actually in 2000, and I think people kind of thought they were crazy for adding on this large pool to a hotel that wasn't that busy.
And, you know, your folks obviously have been involved civically and part of Watford City. Just talk about growing up in this community and the things that your parents and your family are involved in as a community here in Watford.
Okay. Watford City was a great place to grow up. I really enjoyed it, and that's one of the reasons after college I ended up moving back here. As a family, you know, we're very involved in our church. Growing up, we're involved in sports, hockey, basketball, figure skating. You know, now today my parents serve on different boards, you know, throughout the town. My dad's on the city council. I also have a brother-in-law who works at the hotel as well. And he has started, over the last 3 years, a Mata Hay race, which brings, like, hundreds of mountain bikers to Watford City to race on the Mata Hay Trail throughout the Badlands. But we think Watford City is a great place, lots of support in this town, and just friendly people.
It really is. It's a neat deal, and the facility is phenomenal. Here's what I would love folks to do. You know, we have an audience that stretches to St. Cloud, Minnesota, and down to South Dakota, and obviously over into Montana and Canada as well. But there's a fair amount of North Dakotans that only know the Bakken through the newspaper
mm-hmm.
or the evening news,
mm-hmm.
right, or something somebody tells them.
Yeah.
And it generally is a story about, you know, the traffic is really bad, or, oh, gosh, the crime is bad. And what I would love to do is just have people contrast what they read or hear in the media or hear kind of secondhand with the real thing, what they see for, because it's not like that at all, is it?
No, they paint a completely different picture than what it actually is like here.
Is that frustrating for you guys?
I mean, somewhat, but I think we're so used to it now, hearing it, and you know, people say, how can you live there? And I say, I love it. I love it here. You know, I wouldn't change it if I had the opportunity to.
No, it's, I mean, there's enormous beauty,
mm-hmm.
as you mentioned, just north of the park. I mean, everybody knows that Theodore Roosevelt Park is just awesome beauty, and there's much of that all around Watford City.
Yes.
But now there's this vibrancy to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's always been one of those communities that's found a way to get things done.
Yes.
You know, by the leadership of so many wonderful people that just find a way to just, you know, get it done. And, I mean, downtown's a good example of that, which has been going for a long time. But now, with the renaissance of and the technology changes in the oil and gas industry, so
yes.
much prosperity. And
yes.
So many things going up. I mean, we're sitting here in a I don't know, probably, 60,000 square foot Senex store, for crying
mm-hmm.
out loud, right?
Yes.
And next to us is a big Cashwise grocery store and all this growth. So, it's fair to say Watford City's not the same.
It is not, no.
But I think it's better, do you?
It is, and it's an exciting place because there's new stuff coming up all the time. And it's great opportunities for families, you know, and anyone looking for a change or a new way of life. There's so much opportunity here.
It really is. And yet you can have that opportunity, but also have a good school, great
yes.
churches, a sense of community. The parks are neat here.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is very different. I really encourage people just to come out, take a drive, take it in, soak it all in. And, you know, I've been here, I don't know, a dozen times in the last 3-4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Bethany, and I've managed to find a hotel every single time.
Yeah.
A place to put my head on the pillow. So, you know, I know there's not a huge vacancy rate, but you can get a room, can't you?
Yes, it's a lot better than it used to be. There's several new hotels in town, and unless there's a huge event going on or something like that, you can generally get a room.
I was here the night before the centennial.
Oh, okay.
We broadcast in the first day of the centennial.
Okay.
And, you know, it was one of those deals where, am I going to be in Stanley? Am I going to be in Walker? I don't really know, and that's usually the case. So I roll into Walker about 7, 8 o'clock, found a room.
Yep.
Now, I had to make 4 calls. I called the Roosevelt Inn first. Nope, sorry, we're full. I called the 2-3 others, and then on the 4th one, I got it. But I think that's another misnomer, that there's no place to stay, and there's no rooms, because you've addressed that as well.
Yes.
Tell us about your facility now, because that is beautiful. How many rooms?
In the hotel itself, we have about 100 rooms, and then we also have 50 cabins adjacent to the hotel. So total, we have about 150.
And the amenities are amazing. I mean, for one, I had a great hot breakfast this morning.
Yes, we have a full hot breakfast each morning. You know, we have a pool, hot tub, sauna, fitness room, guest laundry, shuttle service. In the summer times, we have a courtyard with a fireplace for guests to enjoy. You know, we really do try to make it where they have all their needs for anything that they might need away from home.
The room I stayed in last night reminded me of what I would have stayed in the IDS Tower in downtown Minneapolis, or a Hilton, the furnishings, the finish. It's a high end rooms, aren't they?
Yes, that you stayed in our new addition. We call it the Lux, which opened April 1st of last year, and everything's in there brand new. You know, and we tried to make it as nice as we could.
No, it really is. And as you mentioned, family friendly, because the pool's there mm-hmm. and close to the park. And so there's a lot of things to take in. And having stayed at the first Roosevelt Inn, mm-hmm. which was nice. I mean, mm-hmm. the pool, it was a good time. We were here for a hockey tournament. Everybody had a blast. Remember it well. But you've maintained all that charm, but gotten bigger and a lot more rooms and renovated. So it continues to get better and better and better.
That's what we strive for.
That's neat. How are your folks doing? Are they still loving doing this?
They are, yes. They love to stay involved with the hotel and the things in the community, but they also love to travel.
That's neat. And now they've got how many kids home helping?
They have 2 kids.
All right, so you're
at the hotel helping.
Yeah, and you graduated and came back. Do you think, but for the boom and everything that was happening, that you would have come back to the University of Minnesota and moved back to Washington?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there would have been the job opportunities here had it not been for the boom.
And you're going to stay forever?
Possibly. I don't have any plans of leaving anytime soon, so.
That's really neat. Yeah, really, really a neat story, and wonderful what your family has done, not only in the way of just give back, civic involvement for Watford City, but also in just building a fine facility, hotel, giving people a place to stay. It's really a neat story when you think about, I mean, McKinsey Inn,
mm-hmm.
later to the Roosevelt Inn, being it for hotel accommodations in Watford City, and now to look what is, you know. And here's the thing people need to understand. 80% of the oil and gas production in North Dakota happens within 80 miles of Watford City.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the epicenter.
Yep.
This is where it's
the
all
hub.
Happening. Yeah, and you can tell. It's a busy, vibrant place.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a lot to love, isn't there?
There is, yes. There's more than just the craziness of the town.
Do you have kids?
I have 2 kids and another one on the way.
Another one on the way.
Mm-hmm.
How do they like it?
They like it. Yep.
Fun place for kids, too.
Yep. And with all the new development in town, they are keeping young families in their focus, really trying to develop more things for kids to do, for families to do.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing a little bit of the story with us today, Bethany. We appreciate it very much.
Yes, thank you for having me, Scott.
Bethany Devlin and her parents, Marty and Crystal Mulder, have the Roosevelt Inn and Suites family business here in Watford City. RooseveltInn.com if you want to check out the facility, or give them a call at 701-842-3686. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Utah, We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
In Watford City today on What's On Your Mind. Call came in during the break about the Rick Perry situation down in Texas. That is unbelievable. Fingerprinted yesterday, mugshot taken. Now we are criminalizing politics. Can you believe it? A lot of the GOP faithful are running to his defense, and I think this is a good example of the left jumping the shark. But here's a comment on that that came in from a loyal listener today on What's On Your Mind.
I can't believe what's going on with this indictment with Governor Rick Perry of Texas. With all the crap that the Democrats have pulled and the illegal stuff they've done and the anti-government constitutional things they've done, and nobody files any charges against them. But, boy, they don't hesitate to bring out charges against Governor Perry for something that I think he did the right thing anyway. And then the news media jumps right on top of it and blows it all up, you know, making sure to say that he could get 100 years in prison for this and stuff. When are the people of this country going to stand up and say enough is enough of these crooks? Every one of them needs to be run out of the country. Thank you.
I hear the frustration. You're right. I mean, what's going on is it's almost beyond belief in that particular situation. No question about it. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall starts at 9:30. Get your questions in now for Congressman Cramer at 855-200-1776. Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance is here to tell us about a family values forum that is happening tonight in Fargo. Tom, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Yeah, there's an event here in Fargo tonight. Will you be back, Scott?
You know, I don't know that I'll make it back. I've got a 4:30 meeting in Belfield, so I'm going to be a little tight there, Tom.
Just kidding. I know you're in Watford City, and we just wanted to share a little bit about the event we're having tonight. But, you know, on the Rick Perry thing, you know, we just know not too long ago, Tom DeLay went through a 7-year struggle to prove his innocence. And they were able to, you know, just to persecute him for 7 years, and now they're doing the same thing to Rick Perry. It really does speak to the sad state of affairs that we are in. And as your caller mentioned, somebody has to stand up and put a stop to this. So, yeah, that's something. Scott, the sad state of affairs that our country in, that leads me to something that's very important in our state, in our country, and that's the social issues. We are in a situation right now in North Dakota that marriage between a man and a woman has been litigated. The courts and judges are trying to reverse some of the work that was done on the life issue. So we've taken it upon ourselves to host a family values forum every month. And this particular month, it is right here in Fargo at Atonement Lutheran Church. We'll talk about the Human Life Amendment. And then we'll have an expert from Family Research Council who's going to speak to us. Rena Grootsu from Family Research will talk to us about what's the real issue here and why it's so important that we pass this measure now. And then we have Brian Brown, who's with the National Organization for Marriage. He and Maggie Gallagher started this nationwide effort to preserve marriage. He's going to be in town and talking about what we can do to preserve the ageless institution of marriage. So I just invite those folks who are listening to you in the Valley, anyway, to think about coming to Atonement Lutheran Church at 6:30 tonight to hear these two great speakers and also to find out more what they and we can do to successfully pass the Human Life Amendment.
The director of the Center for Human Dignity at the Family Research Council, what a great title for a position and what an important mission that the Family Research Council does in alliance with your group, Tom, the North Dakota Family Alliance, is going to be speaking on the Human Life Amendment, as you mentioned. Why North Dakota? Why now? Give me a minute on the Human Life Amendment and why here and why now, Tom.
Yeah, we really can look back to the great work that legislators have done over the past 20 years in passing pro-life legislation reflecting the values of North Dakota people. Really, as provided by the Supreme Court, the same Supreme Court that brought us Roe also brought us a number of cases, including Casey, that said, yes, states have the right to pass regulations limiting abortion. North Dakota has done that. Today, we find judges and courts that are trying to reverse that by removing those very good common sense legislative pieces like a ban of partial birth abortion and disclosure to women, and just a list goes on across the country. Around 200 pieces of legislation have been passed in the last, I think, 3 or 4 years. And now the opposition is finding the only place they can win is in the courts. This measure would preserve the right of North Dakota to not only to pass legislation, but to protect all those valuable pieces of legislation we've already have on the books. This is a landmark case, not just for North Dakota, but for the country. The country is watching North Dakota.
Absolutely.
And the opposition will be really strong.
What's so important is millions of dollars are going to pour in on this, and really the power of people. Having conversations will make a difference on this. So if you go to the Atonement Lutheran Church tonight, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, free and open to the public, you'll hear two great speakers. You'll get some great information so you can talk to folks about this. Tom Fryer, the North Dakota Family Alliance, thanks for sharing. More coming up from Watford City.
Thank you, Scott.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers. Free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottle 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.